If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you, Mr. President, Donald, and this is a really fantastic, historic day in which we can announce this deal between our two great countries, and I think it's a real tribute to the history that we have of working so closely together. Can I pay tribute, Donald, to your negotiating team as well, particularly yes. Howard and Jameson, who've done an incredible job, a very professional job, and my team as well. Two negotiating teams have worked at pace now for a number of weeks to bring in this deal today. Really important deal. This is going to boost trade between and across our countries. It's going to not only protect jobs but create jobs.
This is huge.
Opening market access.
It's very good. I'm happy about this. These are some of the deals that we wanted to see, right, Kane? This is what we wanted. This, and I think too, I think one of the reasons why their press conference is so long is to shut everybody up from asking, what about the deals? Where are the deals at? Welcome to the show. Dana Loesch with you. We're at the top of this first hour here on Friday. And we got the conclave happening. And then we also have this. Thursday. It's Thursday. You know what? Stop it. I've been up for 11,000 hours
your
already.
Friday,
huh?
It's technically your Friday.
Technically, yes. I took Friday for Mother's Day as a gift to myself. You're welcome, Dana. Thank you, me. good to be back with you as we kickstart this Thursday program off. And we've got the latest. We don't have a lot of particulars, but apparently everybody's happy. Everybody's super happy about the deal that we've made with the UK. And I also liked what he said, too. Let me go back to this. I made a note of it. I really liked what he said also about Bentley and some of these other car companies.
Rolls-Royce.
Because Rolls-Royce is a very British vehicle. And he said that he exempted Rolls-Royce from these demands because it's like a British heritage brand. And he said, you know, they make them there. He's like, that makes sense. And he said that was exempted from all of this, the demands that, you know, they, as it pertains to tariffs and also onshore manufacturing. He said, because it's a British heritage brand. And I actually agree with that. I think that makes sense, right? It's like, like the Mustang or something. I don't know, like, you know, like a Chevy or something. It's, I understand it. And so I thought that was a very interesting conversation that he had had as well. So he had Keir Starmer on the phone. And as you know, he had recently met with him. So welcome. This is how we're kicking off this Thursday. Mother's Day, Eve. Yeah, that's right. And then, of course, we have a Pope. And we have a Pope. That just now happened. So white smoke just came out of the chimney at the Sistine Chapel. The gender reveal. It's a Pope. We got a Pope. They got a Pope, guys. It's a Pope. So that literally just happened. White smoke, so they picked a Pope. That rhymed, and we're going with it. So the big gender reveal, the Sistine Chapel. The white smoke, so, you know, black smoke signals no Pope. White smoke signals Pope. So they have selected, they voted for a Pope. And that's about, I was reading that the last couple of Popes went on like the second, third, and fourth rounds. So we were right in the period of being able to select a Pope. One of my friends has been on seagull watch for the past 24 hours. Apparently a seagull family is like right there by the chimney. So white smoke means there's a Pope. So they were able to select one. So that's what that means. The bells are ringing out in Vatican City and a Pope has been selected just literally right now. Now, who's it going to be? Well, we'll find out. We'll find out later today. Hopefully while we're still on air. Because there's, I mean, obviously some people were playing the, you know how you would have fantasy football? Some people were doing fantasy popes. So we're going to see, you know, what that, we're going to see who that, who was selected, who is it. But we do have a pope, if you are just tuning into the program, literally while we were talking about the trade deal with the UK, white smoke began to emerge from the chimney above the Sistine Chapel. So on the second day of the conclave, a pope has been selected. On the second day. So new pope. And that white smoke, what fascinates me about this is, so when we were in, and you, Juan's showing you, that's the chimney, and apparently they erect a special chimney top just specifically for the smoke. It's something that they affix onto the roof specifically for that. So a lot of people have been to the Vatican, and we've toured the Vatican. We were at the Sistine Chapel. And what I find fascinating is that the place where they, so when they gather all the ballots, and when they take all the ballots and they're getting ready, you know, to burn them and signal whether or not they have a pope, there, when you walk into the Sistine Chapel, there's like kind of like two levels, and it's one long room, and you walk in, and then you walk down a kind of a ramp, and you exit the way that they have everybody go in, and they have bench seating around the perimeter in the interior. So some people, they stand in the middle. You're not supposed to talk. And they remind you of this like every 60 seconds. And, you know, people will stand in the center and they look up and they just take in the amazingness of the artwork from Michelangelo. And then a lot of people will sit on the sides, and sometimes they just pray, or they, you know, they just look around, and they just kind of take it in. And it's a very overwhelming, amazing space. And so when they clear all of that out and they have the tables in there, two rows in the middle, when they're done with them, you remember the benches that I was just telling you about in the interior, they go towards the back. So the way you would exit, so you come in one side and side in the front, and then you go in the middle, and then you have to go down to the back, and then you exit on the right. So when you're exiting on the right, one big long room, they actually lift up one of the seating area, and that's actually like a little stove, and that's where they burn them, right in there. It's wild how it's just like hidden all the way in there. They showed us that when we were in there, but they celebrate. They're celebrating because a new pope has been selected, and apparently this was on the fourth ballot. 6:07 p.m. Is the current time. Actually, 6:14 p.m. is the current time in Rome right now. We're 11 central here in Dallas. So a new pope has been selected. Now, who is it going to be? I know everybody had, you know, their picks, but it's going to be interesting to see who is it. Is it going to be someone who's maybe perhaps more on the liberal side of things? Is it going to be a more conservative pope like Cardinal Serra, which I think everybody was pulling for, or Piazzaballa, whose name is so supremely fun to say? A little bit more conservative-minded. I would be actually shocked if it was. I really would be. But I really also hope that the Cardinals took that into consideration, because you have an incoming generation, a ton more of new Catholics, and they're very, very, they're very conservative. They're very conservative. So this is going to be very interesting. So the bells, the white smoke, a pope has been chosen. And that square, St. Peter's Square, is packed right now. There's been some aerial footage of it. It's absolutely packed. So the new pope has been selected. All of this, like, really right in the first few minutes of the program. Now, we're not going to know the identity of who was selected until the new pope walks out there on the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica. And when that happens, then we'll know. That's how they'll introduce. So when he walks out, we'll know then. But I think it'll take a little bit, obviously. But a senior cardinal will appear on the balcony. They'll announce the famous words: "We have a pope. Habemus papam." And we have a new pope. And then they'll have the new pope come out, and then they deliver the blessing. So, and then that's the start of their, for the lack of a better word, I think it's pontificate, their tenure. So. That is the process. Now, I think it's interesting, regardless of whether or not you're Catholic. And we have a lot of people in the audience who are Catholic, and a lot of people in the audience who are not Catholic. But one of the reasons why I think, regardless of what, you know, how you worship, or, you know, what you believe, one of the things that fascinates me about this so much is because of the legacy of Pope John Paul. If you remember, when Reagan was president, he was taking a stance against the scourge of communism. And you had the Berlin Wall and you had all this civil unrest and it was the Cold War and the Stasi and everything else. And it was Reagan and Thatcher against the world. And they actually got assistance from Pope John Paul. And really, it's fascinating when you look back in history, which I don't know if they, living in it, they realized the significance of this at the time. But you had three very conservative entities, three very conservative leaders that happened to be exactly where they were at exactly the right time. And I just kind of, I'm not into prognostications, but I just like to see who is elevated and who isn't and what kind of signal that sends to the rest of the world and maybe what that means for the future course of society, global society. Because you had three very conservative entities at the time. And can you remember it? I mean, that when you look back on it, I mean, historically, it was pretty unbelievable. Everything just happened. All the stars aligned and it just, you know, it was divine, I believe. But it was pretty unbelievable. Had all these things not been in place and these people not been in place, I don't know that, you know, Russia would have gone the way it did. So that's why I like to watch this. And regardless of whether or not you follow Catholic teachings or you're a Catholic, you know, you're a world leader and you work with other world leaders and there still is that balance and there still is that relationship. So this is going to be very interesting. So we'll find out after a while who it is. Do you have any ideas? You got picks? I just like the conservative ones, Kane. I just like those. And I like saying that one dude's name.
Piazzaballe.
If my name was Piazzaballe, oh my gosh, I would not want to be addressed by my first name. I would be like, no, I'm not Dana. I'm Piazzaballe.
You would legally eliminate your first name?
Yeah, I think I would. You know, well, Cher. I don't even know her last name. What's Cher's last name?
Bono? I don't know.
Oh, that's, well, is it? She's just Cher. First name Cher. Last name Cher. It's Ms. Cher. I don't know. Madonna is Ciccione.
Right.
Oh, yeah, she's a very Italian. But she just goes by Madonna. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Beyonce. Nobody really says Knowles. Nobody says that. So I would just be Piazzaballe. So anyway, we'll find out who it's going to be. But if you're just joining, a stock market exploding as we announce this huge UK trade deal. It's a big boost for our stock market, big boost for some American companies. We'll talk more about it. And also, we got a new pope. White smoke coming out of the chimney at the Sistine Chapel. St. Peter's Square has erupted in applause, and that'll be announced. That'll be revealed here shortly when they have a senior cardinal goes out on the balcony of St. Peter's. They make the announcement, and then the new pope will come out and give the blessing and then start their pontificate. So a lot of stuff. With All Family Pharmacy, convenience is everything, and they make it so simple. It's fast shipping, no hassle, no gatekeepers. You can order from the comfort of home and let All Family Pharmacy deliver right to your door. So take control with up to a 1-year supply of essential medicines like blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes treatments. No insurance, not an issue. All Family Pharmacy has you covered. No more monthly refills, no more lines, no more surprise pharmacy trips, and everything is made right here in the U.S. of A. So you can rest easy knowing that your medications meet high standards for quality and safety. Nothing's outsourced, just reliable American-made medicines. And they provide ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and so much more. The very medications, you know, that the system tried to keep from you. And you can even get your everyday maintenance meds too. They make it simple. Fast shipping, no hassles, no gatekeepers. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana now and use code DANA10 for 10% off. Be prepared. Stay in control because they're not looking out for you. allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code DANA10.
People are able to put Gucci on layaway. Luxury brand Gucci has partnered with a firm to offer tailored monthly payments for buy now, pay later. If you can't afford Gucci, that's okay, but don't do this. This won't end well.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
New data shows consistent polar ice levels for 20 years. Great news for everyone except the climate alarmists. Democrats in Colorado push new immigration laws to help illegals avoid deportation. And Republicans try to end shady lawmaker stock trading with the Pelosi Act. I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and hopefully a lot of laughs, too. Follow the 3 Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Can I just interrupt myself? Because we were talking about Cher's. What's Cher's name? Like, it's just Cher. And Lorraine, in like 0.3 seconds, is like, her actual name is Sherilyn Sarkeesian. I'm like, what in the world? I don't think she has like Google as a computer. I think she just like, it's in her mind. It was that fast. I was dying laughing. I'm like, how in the world do you know this? It's crazy. All right. Let's see. We got a new pope. Y'all heard about that if you're just joining us. They're going to announce it like any second. So now everybody's watching the balcony. The dude's going to come out on the balcony. So hopefully we'll be back from break by the time that happens. In the meantime, because this is very important and you want to know this, AI is going to be soon translating your pet sounds into words. Yeah, it's so great. They're exploring and testing using AI to translate animal sounds into human language.
I want to use this with Wick.
Wick is so expressive, and I think he tries to talk. This dog is the most vocal dog I've ever had in my life. He'll go, and he'll give you little barks and all that. He's so communicative. It's insane. I don't know if I want him to talk, though. It's like when our kids learn to talk, and then they learn how to talk back. And I was like, I was so excited when you learned words, and now I'm not.
I want
to
try it.
Missourians could soon pay with gold and silver after lawmakers approve a specific piece of legislation. You could legit use gold and silver to pay for your groceries. They said it was a controversial bill. I don't know why. To make gold and silver legal tender in the state. It is headed to Republican Governor Mike Kehoe's desk for his signature. Very interesting. A second U.S. Navy jet is lost at sea. A giant cat is apparently on the Truman aircraft carrier, and it just knocked an F/A-18 Super Hornet right off the aircraft into the Red Sea. Second time in a week. It hasn't been recovered, the second one. I'm joking about the cat. We're going to see who the Pope is coming up. Stick with us. More in store. Our partners that help bring you the program, our friends over at Super Beats. You guys are familiar with the Super Beats, folks. The Super Beats hard chews. Well, now they have the Super Barine, and it's available at the Sam's Club. And your metabolism affects everything. You can support it with Super Barine. It's $5 off at Sam's Club through April 29th. It's just $24.98. It's plant-based, doctor-formulated. It has a unique form of berberine and Italian olive fruit extracts. You get additional antioxidant and cardiovascular support. It's a unique berberine. They've clinically studied it, and it delivers nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. So that means you only have to take one capsule a day. It's highly concentrated, easy to swallow. And if you're worried about GI distress, it includes grapeseed extract for greater tolerability. Visit Sam's Club to restock your heart health support with Super Beats Heart Chews and expand your routine with the new Super Berberine for healthy metabolism and blood sugar support. And don't forget, Super Berberine is $5 off at Sam's Club through April 29th. Snag this offer at Sam's Club while it lasts. Start today and get on the road to better cardiovascular health support.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast. We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope. Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
Brighten up your timely news consumption with a Dana Show podcast, where every update comes with a little dash of not so serious on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We are watching some of the ongoing live footage. And I guess, is this what we're showing right here? Throw that monitor for me. So we got the Swiss Guards with their Renaissance-era uniforms. And I give major props to these dudes because they are in those heavy, very ornate uniforms, even if it's 100 degrees outside. Major props. Now, here shortly, the new Pope is going to greet the crowd from the balcony. There, he's at St. Peter's Square. Everybody's in St. Peter's Square. We told you they just had the white smoke come out. And one of the reasons I find this, I'm not a Catholic, but one of the reasons why I find this so fascinating is we have, like, half our family's Catholic. And I just love the history of the relationships between various world leaders. Like when you had Reagan and Thatcher and Pope John Paul, and how, you know, that trifecta help beat back the scourge of communism. And so I do think it's relevant, and I do think it has impact. And it's fun to watch, honestly, because I just like to see people happy. I like to see people happy, and I love them. Uniforms. So the Swiss Guard the requirements for that, they have to be a Swiss citizen. They have to be unmarried, and I think between, like, the ages of 19 and 30, and then they have to complete, like, this very specific training, and then they actually increase the amount of tactical training that they did after the assassination on Pope John Paul, like, back in, like, the 80 or 81. So they began focusing more on non-ceremonial training. So they started incorporating a lot of tactical training, evac, you know, medical, all this kind of stuff after that happened. So it's very interesting. And, you know, the traditions are fun to watch. And we were trying to figure out who the dudes in blue were. Lorraine probably knows that, like, in 5 seconds. Because we're like, man, who are those dudes in them sharp blue uniforms? And they had those, like, real sharp messenger bags. I'm like, who is that? Like, leave it to the Italians to get it all. Like, everybody's walking out looking like they stepped out of a Gucci advert, of course. But, yeah, the new Pope is going to be stepping out onto that balcony. And it's going to be interesting. And then they select their name. They select their name. And that's what they go by afterwards. So they all choose a different name. So this is going to be very interesting to watch. Very interesting to watch, and that's what we're seeing here. Now I kind of feel like, I'm not saying this to be offensive at all, but I sort of feel like it's a Macy's Day parade thing, right? You got the marching bands, and these are good marching bands. But it's very interesting to see. So the new Pope is greeting people from the Vatican balcony. Have they announced, like, what the new name is going to be yet? Because we're following this all live, as you all are. But soon the new Pope is greeting everybody on the Vatican balcony. Everybody's getting into order for that. So if you're just joining us, we got trade deals. Wall Street reacted positively, and we got a new Pope as well. So a lot of stuff happening, and I have other things too. But it's I don't know. It's just kind of, you know, it seems odd that. To have everybody's attention all focused in one spot at the exact same time for a moment, right? Like a water cooler moment. We don't really have those anymore. Do you know what I mean by that? Like the water cooler moment. I said this after Game of Thrones wrapped. It's like the one thing that everybody paid attention to, no matter what their faith or their work or anything else, and they could talk about without the baggage of any kind of partisanship or anything else like that. And I feel like this is like one of those kind of like a water cooler kind of moment. Now, from what I understand, one of my friends just told me that is the Rome Police marching band. So the Rome Police have their marching band. The Swiss Guard also has their own marching band. Everybody has a marching band. Kane, where is ours? I feel like that's the new thing.
You never know what you need until you see someone else with it.
Can we make horns great again? One of my sons, my youngest son, once asked me, what happened to you guys in your youth that you went through a period where horns were in all of your music? And he was talking about ska, but he didn't know what he was talking about. You guys remember that? Ska, the horns were everywhere. It was like early No Doubt. Who were some of that? You had Safe Ferris. Oh, yeah. Who else did you have? Goldfinger, kind of. Was Goldfinger kind of ska? Sort of.
From St. Louis.
Cherry Pop and Daddies, but they were more swing. Yeah, I mean, you had, and so now I'm like, well, maybe we can make that great again. We can have our own marching band. So that was the Rome Police marching band. The Swiss Guard has their marching band. Do they actually have their own, like, Vatican marching? I think everybody does. One of my friends was saying every contingent has like a musical formation, I think is how she put it. This is fascinating to me. Now I want a marching band. So this is going to be all very crazy news. We had a whole show for you planned today, and that went out the window like in the first 5 minutes of the show. That's all right. So we're waiting for the new Pope to come out. And in the meantime, let me just catch up to date with some other things. And then when we know who the new Pope is going to be, we'll share that with you, and we'll get into all of that. I have some friends that are watching it. I actually have a friend that's in Rome, but I don't know if they're at St. Peter's Square right now. But anyway, so as we watch all of this happen as the conclave has wrapped. The stock market has exploded because we got some trade deals. This is what I've been waiting for. I've been waiting for some trade deals, as I know that you all have been too. This is what I've been with. Kane, I voted for that.
Yeah, me too.
The stock market exploded. It was the first such agreement since this trade blitz kicked off last month. The Dow just blew up by like, what, 500 plus points, something like that. What's the latest on that? It like blew up right after it was announced that this massive billion times $11 trade deal. America is set to raise $6 billion alone from the 10% tariffs that will remain on the UK. The US will also collect over $5 billion in what has been called, I think this was Besant that said this, new export opportunities for farmers and ranchers. So that was another thing. One of the questions that happened when they were in the Oval Office is there was a reporter from the BBC, that had asked about beef. And it was a little bit hard to hear his question at first because he was like going in and like in towards the mic and out away from it. But Kane, from what I heard, he was asking, you know, whether or not the new agreement was going to include taking more American, not produce, but American beef, etc. And then he had said that, you know, there were questions raised about the difference. He didn't say it like this. He was trying to be very polite, but basically what he was saying is that the UK has stronger restrictions on food that enters their market than the United States. When you're talking like red dye and all that other stuff, which we're getting away from, which too, can I pause for a moment? I don't mean to like deluge you with all of this stuff, but maybe that's also the, you know, the whole MAHA thing and making American food, taking a lot of these chemicals out of American food, because a lot of what we produce here domestically, you can't send overseas. You can't send to Italy. You can't export it to Italy. You can't export it to UK because they have very different standards for food. I don't like Europe on a lot of things. One of the things I really do admire them on, particularly Italy, is the standards that they have for produce and meat, etc. And that was one of that. So that's what that BBC reporter was alluding to when he asked this question. And his agriculture, Secretary of Agriculture, stepped in and was saying, yes, actually, that is going to be part of it. That's the beginning of that. And they're taking the first steps, but that's incorporated into this deal. So, yes, it is going to be a part of it. Wow, that is huge. And then the secretary said that, American beef is, you know, the top notch. It's the standard in the world, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So that's huge, man. What are British people going to do when they get brisket, Kane?
Yeah, what flavor? Something that's not boiled.
Yeah. What are they going to do when they get... My favorite thing ever is people having brisket for the first time. And I watched this whole video series about these British foodies that were trying American foods for the first time. And they're like, oh my gosh, the brisket is so delicious. Do you all eat this every day? It's so good.
What's that flavor?
This is just the meat. There's no sauce on it. It's not overly seasoned. It's delicious. So my ears perked up when I heard that. I thought that was very interesting. Lutnick said that part of the plan, as part of these negotiations, the UK has already agreed to purchase $10 billion worth of Boeing planes. And that's going to add $5 billion in opportunity to exporters, also with car, steel, and agriculture. And the agriculture part, after Lutnick announced that, that's when the BBC reporter, they were taking more questions from the press. And so it's not just a big, big victory for this administration. The only, I'm not being negative. No, listen, wait till you see where I'm going. The only thing, and this might be petty of me, that I kind of don't like is that it's also a big victory for Keir Starmer. And I don't like Keir Starmer. You don't like Keir Starmer. He's a big socially socialist. He's a social mixed socialist face. We don't like him. And I don't want him to look like he got the benefit of it, Kane.
Is it him getting the benefit of it, or
he's taking a victory lap?
No, I know.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Of course, and we expect every politician who resisted Trump up to this moment to go take a victory lap on their agreement with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But that's exactly what he's doing. And I think some common sense citizens in the UK have been wanting this kind of thing. So You know, go ahead and celebrate it because it's better for everybody. It's better for the United States.
But I don't like Keir Starmer, and I don't want him to have a talking point like, look what I did. And everyone's like, wow, look what Keir Starmer did. I just don't want that talking. I don't want to be stuck with that guy.
I know what you mean. You don't have to be
negative. He's a butt wart. I don't want to be stuck with him longer than we have to be.
Don't worry about that.
Okay. Well, I just, you know, that's my only... my only little thing. I told him to celebrate. I didn't undersell it.
I'm about people celebrating things that are actually good.
I am too, but I don't want to celebrate them when it includes somebody I don't like, and I don't like Keir Starmer. Guys, it's Mother's Day weekend. Will you grant this to me as a gift, please?
Grant you hate for Mother's Day? No.
I'm not hating. It is
nobody's going to grant
it
you that.
Is a dislike, which is hate is a very strong word.
It is.
Look at you engaging in progressive press hyperbole.
I meant dislike.
Shame, Kane.
You really want dislike for Mother's Day, for crying out loud?
No, I just don't want to like Keir Starmer. So that's my only gripe, is that he is like, yes, it's a victory for me too, and I don't want it to be. Because then people are going to be like, Keir Starmer got something done. But unless his base revolts, which they may, because they don't like Trump so much that they would literally burn down their own country if it meant that it looked like they were taking a stand against Trump, however vapid.
They're more vapid than our left in some instances.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes. So, I don't know. Like I said, is it petty? Meh, that's debatable. I'm looking out for us. I'm looking out for our best interests. I'm doing what is best for our country. I just want what's coming to me.
Thank you, Dana.
You're welcome. I was being Linus's little sister, by the way. I don't know if you could tell. All right. So they... Starmer, he held a press conference in the West Midlands of Britain. He did join virtually from the UK, but they had everyone there, and the Liberation Day. Of course, this comes yesterday was the big victory, the announcement of it's the observation of defeating Nazi Germany, and so it's very, you know, and the president remarked on this too, saying that it's, you know, that's very fitting that this announcement happens during, you know, the day after that observance, that celebratory observance. And I agree. We have more on the way. We're waiting for the new Pope to step out. I've got some law and order for you as well. Hold up. Let me pull. I want to make sure we're getting to everything here. Disney and Abu Dhabi. I don't know what kind of death drop ride they're going to have for the gays there. But, you know, you really can't say gay in Abu Dhabi. Just, you know, wanted to point that out. You know, Disney in Florida and don't say gay. You really can't say in Abu Dhabi. But they're building, they're going to have a little theme park in Abu Dhabi. So we'll talk about that. We also have latest Pakistan, India. Bernie Sanders defending flying private jets all the time for his, quote, fighting oligarchy tour. Wait until you hear this audio. I have three cuts of audio for you today that you're going to have to hear before we conclude the program. Our partners that help bring you the program. It's our friends over at Patriot Mobile. The only Christian conservative cell phone service in the country. They want to save you money, and they also don't want your money to go and work against you, supporting CRT and all this other stuff. A lot of people don't like giving money to Netflix or Amazon, but I'm telling you, if you've not switched your cell phone service, you're giving doubly, if not triply more, to those causes with your cell phone service. Patriot Mobile is the only Christian conservative one, and you're going to get the best nationwide coverage. They operate on all three major networks. You're connected wherever you go. You support what you believe in. They have seamless switching with 100% U.S.-based customer service reps, so you're creating and maintaining U.S.-based jobs. Keep your number, your phone, upgrade. It's never been easier to switch. Visit patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT and get a free month of service using promo code Dana. Switch to Patriot Mobile. Defend freedom with every call and text you make. That's patriotmobile.com/Dana, 972-PATRIOT.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
So they sit the whole time? They don't stand up and
most of them
their
will
legs?
Tell no. Most of them will tell you that while that's going on, they're sitting reading their breviary. That's a book of prayers that clergy have, or praying a rosary, or doing the one thing we know they're not doing is checking Instagram because their devices have all.
Well, I believe the kids call it raw dogging it if you're going to go through a long period of time with
no
electronic
not.
Device.
Oh, that's not. Oh, good. No. Why are those people talking? Is that CBS that did that?
Yes.
Oh, no, don't. Look, no, that's not. No. And no. Why? Oh, my gosh. How do, fellow kids? Isn't that what the kids call it? That's. No. No.
The word expressed by CBS does not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Dana Show.
I'm telling you, I can't, man. I can't. It just is too funny. We don't know who the new Pope is going to be yet, but it's going to be they picked one. He's going to be out there on the balcony soon, and we will know. I don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. And not because they were doing what CBS just said. Everyone will know. Everyone will know shortly. So, and then we'll have all of that for you. And if it's a super conservative one, I mean, who knows? It could happen. That's going to be very interesting. So, all of this and more, we're going to be following this. We also have the latest as it pertains to trade deals. I have some law and order for you. Bernie Sanders also, which is ridiculous, out there defending his private jet usage for his world oligarchy tour. Oh, my gosh. So we're going to have that for you as well. So it's a very, very packed breaking news kind of day as we move. Our second hour is next. Stick with us. It's the Burn-A-Gun. I'm always going to carry. I have no problem using lethal force, and I highly encourage you to familiarize yourself with firearms. I also understand that diversifying your weapons array is incredibly important, and it's incredibly important because sometimes you're barred from carrying, right? Sometimes you're not able to actually carry everywhere that you need to. Maybe you live in D.C., like one of my friends. Maybe you live in New York, like another friend of mine. This is where Byrna comes in. So Byrna guns shoot chemical irritant projectiles that can disable threats from up to 50 feet away. Now, they got carbines. They got all kinds of stuff. The one that I would recommend to you, actually the two for this particular purpose, you know the Byrna SD. They just launched the Byrna CL. That's called the CL for compact launcher. It is the size of my 43X, or if you don't have a 43X, it's about the length of a cell phone, right? And it's been reimagined for more compact concealability and also retaining that same deterrent effect. And again, chemical irritant projectiles, those threats, they can disable threats from 50 feet away. Easy target acquisition, no recoil. And it's about diversifying what you have in terms of weaponry. You carry blades, you have different calibers. I mean, this makes sense also. I also think it's a great idea for, I know it's Mother's Day weekend and this is a great Mother's Day idea, but I also think it's a great idea for college kids that are too young for handguns, but yet they're living out on their own. You definitely should check out the Byrna CL or the Byrna SD for them. And they have all kinds of stuff, different projectiles, different accessories, at Byrna.com/Dana. So check out that new Byrna CL, BYRNA.com/Dana. If you order by May 11th, you get a free package of projectiles, $49.99 value with your purchase. Byrna.com/Dana.
And when they took over, Buttigieg, who has no clue, you know, he drives to work on his bicycle with his, in all fairness, with his husband on the back, which is a nice, loving relationship. But he didn't have a clue. This guy didn't have a clue. And he's actually a contender for president. Between him and Crockett, you can have that party. But he didn't know what he was doing. And he
that's too funny. I love it. That's just, that's too funny. I that's the POTUS talking about poop booty juice. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you, top of the second hour. It is a big, big news day. We got a trade deal with the UK. We got a new pope. We're waiting for the new pope to come out. And also, one of the things that's been floating around, now this comes from Punchbowl News. A guy used to work for Politico, not Punchbowl. They're saying that POTUS was privately urging House Speaker Johnson on a phone call yesterday to raise the top tax rate and close the carried interest loophole. And the White House has been toying with that for some time. That's absolute nonsense, and it should be rejected at every step. Tax increases on anybody? No, we're not doing it. We're not doing it. I can't support that. I won't support that. And I have, I paid the cost to be the boss on that. When you're paying six figures in taxes to the IRS and you watch your money being wasted at USAID, and you know everything else that you're trying to do is stymied because you're having to pay so much money to the government, it's theft. Taxation is theft. Hell no. Republicans raise the taxes and they can literally go to hell. If Republicans raise taxes, damn every one of them. I don't want a single damn one of them on the show. I will not vote Republican again. I'm not kidding you. They can go to hell if they raise taxes at all. Everyone, all the way up to the top. I don't care. You raise taxes on people, you deserve to lose. That's the end. Stop your gluttonous spending, you rat bastards. Stop. Very simple. This is not up for negotiation. We went to war for less than this. Not up for negotiation. And also, we're not zombies. I don't like people who get all excited about kissing the ass of the administration. Stop it. Call balls and strikes. Trade deal, good. But if any of these rumors about raising taxes come to fruition, they deserve to die a horrible political death. That's it. Done. No jury would convict you for having that sentiment, because we have been kicked around and bullied and just absolutely persecuted for years now. We need relief. You got trade. You get, if you get trade deals under wraps, you expand energy production. Fine. I mean, how many times do I got to say this stuff? We all know this, right? But you raise taxes, the GOP can go pound sand. They can go pound sand. So I've heard this before. I think it's a little bit more than just a rumor. But now, however serious they are at contemplating it, that remains to be seen. We'll see what happens with the big, you know, with the reconciliation bill. It doesn't help that you got some Republicans that are wanting to torpedo any kind of reduction in spending. You know, we talked to Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne yesterday. I had that go out to you. If you're a subscriber and you get the newsletter, you got that yesterday along with that letter. And then you got also the story, the names and the contacts of the people who the three lawmakers that are dragging their feet, and they don't want to stop funding Planned Parenthood, because I guess that they're in kind of purplish districts and they think that they need that somehow. If you feel like you have to keep funding half a billion dollars a year, and that's how much they get. They got four the year, the last record on date, and it's been increasing about $5 to $10 million almost annually. But it was $435 billion the last publicly available data. Oh no, sorry. Like 10 years ago, it was that. It's like five something now. So it's like half a billion, a little over $500 million that Planned Parenthood gets of our taxpayer dollars every year. And you have these three moderate Republican lawmakers that are willing to have all of us pay higher taxes, have tax cuts expire, not make that permanent, everything else, no DOGE cuts, so they can protect their backside. If you think that if you're going to capitulate on that issue, you're too stupid of a lawmaker to stay in office. You're a bad messenger. Your staff is garbage. You're garbage. They need to go. All of them. I have their names and contacts up on the website. And I have some people who go, well, you know, I don't think sending a letter is going to help. Okay, get off. Forgive the Portuguese. Get off your fat backside then and go work and find someone and recruit them and fundraise for them. This is what I always hear from people. They're like, I just didn't think sending a letter is going to do it. Yeah, you know what? You're right. It's going to mean that you got to get up and do something. I get the biggest criticism from the people with the least amount of skin in the game. Oh, I can't send. I had somebody email. It's going to take more than sending a letter. That's really naive. And I go, how many times have you phone banked in your life? How many times have you donated to a challenger candidate? How many times did you go to a campaign event? None. And these people, I think it's just too much to send a letter. Too much is anything for grifters and welfare recipients of political activism. And that's what some of these critics are. Oh, heaven forbid, they just cannot be prevailed upon to send a letter. It's not going to work. They won't do anything else. They're willing to warm their hands by the fire of another patriot. They're willing to bask in the accomplishments secured by other activists. People who do get out there and do this stuff. So yeah, if that's all you're going to do, you're right. It's not going to do much. You got to get skin in the game. And that's a true measure of how much people are willing to, like how really badly people do want to change. Are they willing to get in? When we were in the Tea Party, let me just put this out to you. I was homeschooling two young children, launching a national radio show, and traveling on my own dime, paying my own way, going around the country to help other people raise money, organize, and get their tax structure and everything inside. This is when we were battling the IRS and all that stuff, when they were not allowing Tea Party groups to get structured tax-wise so they can get donations, etc., and donate themselves. I did all of that. If I could do that with that schedule, there is no excuse for anybody else. That's also why we were running our own business. It is possible. I reject every week excuse. There were times when I literally would sleep 2 or 3 hours a night. But I cared. That's how much I cared. I was willing to do something about it. And I hear these critics like, well, Dana, you can't just send a letter. When did you get off your fat ass and go do something? I was literally in my mid-20s. I had a two-year-old, and I was going and teaching people how to canvas and phone bank with a toddler in tow. And my other kid was sitting at a table in the back practicing his cursive handwriting for homeschool lessons. So don't tell me that it can't be done, because I did it. And I didn't have a nanny, and I didn't have any of all that help. I didn't have any of that stuff. So we got the new Pope announced. The new Pope is out. Have they said the name yet?
What?
Is it the coldest to ever do it?
It is not.
And it's not Cardinal Sarah, which I was kind of hoping for. It's not Cardinal Sarah either. The new Pope is out. The new Pope. And he's out there. They announced, and then he's going to give his blessing to the assembled. The new Pope emerges. He dresses in his papal vestments, gets out, and he's now giving his blessing to the assembled masses. And of course, it's in Latin, so you know, you Latin speakers. But my Pope name pick is Dakotas to ever do it. I know that they're probably not going to do that, but we'll see. But out there on the, I will say, man, the pageantry and the theater of it is fabulous. It's very fabulous. So they have announced the new Pope, and they'll have the name out, giving the first blessing. And so it looks like, is it Pope Leo? Are they going to give him the Twitter password for the Twitter account? We're following all this live, just like you all are. And the new Pope being announced, Cardinal Prevost. And and he's been in Latin America. So he's been in like Central South America most of his time. And so that is the cardinal who was selected as Pope. But wow, is this an American Pope? That would be interesting, because that's never happened before, right? There's never been an American Pope. The Pope is an American. Wow.
What?
That's pretty significant. So it's Pope Leo is going to be the new Pope's name. Pope Leo. Kind of like the way that sounds. Although Piazzaballa was still kind of a favorite, I got to say. That was still kind of a favorite. But apparently it's an American Pope. That's pretty significant. So if you're just joining us, we are covering the selection of the new Pope. And like I said, one of the reasons why I like watching this is I go back to the time of Reagan and Thatcher and Pope John Paul and the trifecta that worked together to help end the scourge of communism. And I, you know, when you're living it at the moment, I think it's a lot harder to do this inventory. But when you look back in history, it's pretty significant, don't you think? I think it's incredibly significant. All these people that come together at this one particular time. And I just find that incredibly fascinating. The assembled faithful there in St. Peter's Square. So yeah, see, we're getting all of this stuff too. We'll bring you as we get it. I mean, you know, it's live. We don't have a newsroom. So we're following along just like you all are, but it looks Pope Leo's the name. And if that's an American Pope, that is very unusual. Because I don't think that there hasn't been an American Pope before.
From Chicago.
From Chicago. Very, very interesting. So Prevost is from Chicago. And it's now, and the name that he has taken is Pope Leo. Wow, from the Americas. And I think this guy was in contention. A friend of mine says he was in contention, but a lot of people were downplaying it. For the simple fact that he is American. And a lot of people were thinking, you're not going to have an American Pope. Wow, that is incredibly significant. So that's all been announced. An American cardinal is the one who was chosen. He spent a lot of time Latin America, South America, really, in Peru. Apparently, per Lorraine, CBS holds nationalities in the U.S. and Peru. And that's where there's been, it's interesting, in the, what, maybe 25 to 30 years, there was a significant increase. Actually, in the last 50 years, there was an increase in Catholicism, practicing Catholics in Central and South America, South America particularly. But then it started waning. And then with the new generation, Gen Z, there's an uptick again. And it's an uptick not just in Latin American countries, but kind of around the world. There's something about that generation. And I think they got so far removed from any kind of, maybe structure, religious structure within the practice or practice of religion, that now more and more are going to church and they're living faith again. We were kind of partial to Cardinal Sarah because that man does not hold back on quotes. He's 1 year away from being eligible to vote. Or for being ineligible to vote for Pope, because they think they stop allowing you to vote for Pope if you're 80, and I think Cardinal Sarah's like 79. And then you have Piazzaballa, who was the other one that was a lot of people were warming to. Very conservative. So we're going to talk more about this. GoldCo is making it easy to take that first step toward protecting your savings. Just fill out a quick form, no commitment, just free information. And then they'll ship you your free 2025 gold and silver kit straight to your door. No shipping fees, no strings, just a free info kit to help you understand how gold and silver can fit into your financial plan. I'm a big believer in doing your research, and this kit is a great place to start. So I'm really excited to be partnering with GoldCo because not only do they support my show, which I truly appreciate, but they've made the whole process of buying precious metals super straightforward. Because if you're a fan of the show, GoldCo is also going to tell you how to qualify for unlimited free bonus silver on eligible orders. If you qualify, you can even get a free half-ounce silver Ronald Reagan coin, totally free. Don't wait. Take that first step towards protecting and diversifying your savings with GoldCo. Visit DanaLikesGold.com to learn more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So there's a new pope. It's Cardinal Robert Prevost. Papal name, Pope Leo XIV. He is the first American pope from Chicago. So that's pretty significant. First American pope. There were a lot of people who didn't think that he was going to do it, or that he was in consideration that he would actually become pope because he was American. There's never been an American pope before. So very interesting. How this unfolds. We'll have more on this here coming up. Also, the Kentucky Derby winning jockey was fined for overusing his whip on Sovereignty. I didn't even know this. Now this makes me hate him. Junior Alvarado is set to pay a $31,000 fine after using his whip more than six times, who beat out journalism to win the prestigious race. Yeah, but I don't like whipping the horses. I love the horses. I'm fine with horse racing. Just be nice. Or I don't know. I don't know how. Look, all I know is I just want to pet them and feed them apples. That's all I know. I know what I know and I know what I don't. I just, you know, and I know they love to run. And they get taken care of better probably than I took care of my own children. But, sorry, kids. But, I don't think you need to. I just get weird about that. I'm not going to say don't do it, but I just don't like it. How about that? There's a happy middle.
There you go.
Trump is announcing the U.S. is going to call the Persian Gulf the Arabian Gulf. Persian Gulf is kind of an old... Why are we doing that?
All the Gulf.
I'm not against Persian Gulf. You know, there's a difference between Arab and Persian. Very, very big difference. A lot of people... I don't know. It's not like one and the same. So, meh. I don't... Do we need to really do that? Scientists discover the Fountain of Youth protein. It boosts lifespan, muscle, and brain power in aging mice after a single dose. All I know is if it can give me the SpongeBob jerk arms without having to do a million weights, I'm all down. Experiment on me. I'm totally fine for that. A woman won 30,000 pounds in Britain in compensation because she was compared to Darth Vader. I'm going to come back to this because I think she is. Come get me. We have a lot more on the way. Stick with us. The show continues. What does living better mean to you? Is it more money, a bigger house? Now think about this. What about how you feel physically every day? Life is so much better when you feel good. When you wake up feeling great, you can do more of the things that you love and you're ready to take on the day. If pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help change that. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor supports your body's response to inflammation. And it doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps to reduce or even eliminate it, and it's safe to take daily. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Feel better every day, and you'll live better every day. Trying Relief Factor is easy. Get their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com.
Could Luigi Mangione's killing of the United Healthcare CEO lead to anarchy in America? Pastor Alan Jackson says yes.
But he shot this insurance executive. And I mean, there's this whole host of people trying to justify it.
Oh, absolutely.
Because their insurance got canceled. Therefore, it's okay to go assassinate some insurance worker. That is teetering on anarchy.
Subscribe to Culture and Christianity, an Alan Jackson podcast, on your favorite podcast app.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 rallies in a week. The only way you can get around to talk to 30,000 people. Think I'm going to be sitting on a waiting line at United, waiting, you know, while 30,000 people are waiting? That's the only way you can get around. No apologies for that. That's what campaign travel is about. Gosh. We've done it in the past.
See, he's specialer than you are. It's Bernie Sanders. He literally is the oligarchy. You, Mr. Withers. He is literally Mr. Yeah. What's his name? Not Withers. It's Smithers is the guy. Oh, yeah. Who's the guy, the old man on The Simpsons? Man. The boss man. You know, the big guy.
I
don't care. Don't tell me. I don't care. He's special. That's socialism. You think I'm going to wait in line? Think I'm going to wait in line?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Burns.
He's Mr. Burns. Thank you. He's Mr. Burns. Yeah, actually, we do expect you to wait like everybody else. No, I'm not. No apologies. He was criticized for flying private when he like rails on climate change and fighting the oligarchy. Yeah, go fight the oligarchy on your private jet, you stooge. This is why, like, you know, how are people enamored by this guy? They're like, oh, he's the Ron Paul of the left. Don't you be doing Ron Paul like that. Don't you be doing him like that. No, he's not. He's just another damn clown on the left. That's it.
I'm not going to wait for 30. Oh, because you're special.
No, you're supposed to. You should. He went in. Can I just reemphasize this? That dude, when he went into office, y'all, he legit never worked in the private sector. You know, he never worked in the private sector. He never had a job, like a private sector job. Do you know what he did? So when he was like his first, I guess, enterprise, for the lack of a better way to put it, he did a little magazine, like a old kind of like cobbled together little alternative magazine. That's what he did. Such a loser thing to do. Golly. And then his wife bankrupted a girl's school. So I don't know. How do you have 2 houses? How are you a millionaire when you like came in with he does all that trading, the day trading, too. He does all that stuff, too. That's how socialists are. They're socialists because they want to protect their nut, and they don't want you to get your own. That's what it's all about. I cannot believe that he actually said that.
What do you think I'm going to wait? Think I'm like you poor people? You dirty, unwashed masses? No. I'm not going to wait. I'm too special. I'm specialer than you.
It's basically what he said right there. I mean, how do you look at him with a straight face if you're the reporter? If you're the reporter, how do you not go, sir, you realize it's absolute burp, burp, right? Good heavens. But that's the left. That is the left. We told you there's the first American pope, and I hope that Americans are stereotypically obnoxious about it. I just like American stuff. But the guy's from Chicago. I don't know a lot about this new pope, Pope Leo XIV now, this Prevost guy. All I know is he's from Chicago. And I like Chicagoans, but I don't like Chicago politicians or Chicago city leaders. And I'm immediately, I'm like, I don't care if he's an American or what he is. I don't care if he's purple. I just don't want him to be a communist. That's all I care. I literally do not care about anything else. I don't care if he has two noses and seven fingers on one hand. I don't care. I just don't want him to be a communist. That's all I care about. No commies. No commies. And, you know, Chicago, I think, is a beautiful city, but it's been ruined by the commies. It's like the Lost Boys, you know? Great city. It's ruined by all the damn vampires. That's like in Chicago. It's ruined by all the damn communists. Very, very, like, there's a huge, still to this day, huge leftist underground movement there. Well, the Weather Underground started there. That's where Weather Underground started. That's where CRT launched, critical race theory, that Marxist school of thinking. It launched there. So, I mean, I'm a little, you know, we'll see. But he gave a speech, talked about building bridges, blah, blah, blah. You know, just like, you know, good first address, I guess. I don't know. But people are already saying, you know, St. Peter Square would be great for College Game Day. You know, now that we got an American Pope. Another friend goes, why? I expected his name to be like Pope Wyatt. Yeah, think about it. Like a very American Pope name, like Pope Bob, right? Ain't nobody been named Pope Bob before. What about, give me another super American name, like Pope Dwayne. Right? I mean, just think, you know, I'm thinking Pope Scott. I don't know. Like, give me another American name. I think Pope Wyatt, Pope Chuck, Pope Chuck. That actually rings. That sounds real nice. That's, yeah.
Pope Todd.
Why is the carpet wet, Pope Todd? Now, Lorraine says he's not a big fan of the alphabet mafia. But there's been accusations in his past of covering up priest misconduct. However, some say that the people saying that were just trying to discredit him. They say he's middle of the road. As long as he's not a communist. Because we can't have that anymore right now. We need the trifecta back. Now we just got to get rid of Keir Starmer and get a Thatcher-esque person in there, right? You have Trump, then you would have like a similar to a Pope John Paul, and then maybe get a Nigel Farage in over at UK. I mean, that would work. That'd work. You know, you got like a trifecta there. That would that'd be nice. So we'll see. But I'm just thinking, you know. Pope Chuck sounds great, but it's Pope Leo the 14th. And Americans are pounding their chest going, it's an American Pope! Yeah.
In Chicago, they're like, the Pope.
The Pope. Yeah, it's Chicago, so you got to be the Pope now. But people are already like, yeah, we could totally do a College Game Day in St. Peter's Square. It'd be so great. It's a beautiful area to go to, and you got coffee all around. I mean, what's not to love? So I think it's funny, but we'll see. Oh my gosh, and one of my friends made it. You can only troll like this right now. My friend Steven said, Chicago can produce a pope, but they can't produce an offensive line.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
That's harsh.
You're going to have to say some Hail Marys for that one, boy. That's very interesting. So the first American pope. So we'll, that's, yeah, the pope. It's the pope. Cardinal the pope. And so already, they're trying to milkshake duck him. You knew that was coming. Yeah. The media is already out. They're going to try to milkshake. You know, I'm pretty sure the vote's already done. I just think that when you are, you know, in consideration for that position, any bad stuff already is going to have to kind of probably already been out there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It just seems like it's kind of naive for people to think that all the bad stuff wouldn't be out there already. So I don't know what these people think they're going to get. Like, let the dude get his little vestments and that on before you. I mean, the dude just walked out the room of tears for crying out loud.
Let the dude cook, bro.
Let him cook. Come on, he's cooking. Let him cook. Good night. Already, the journalists are out there. Let's go and look and see if he's ever tweeted. He's not tweeted anything. He's 70-something years old. You know, I think he's not out there tweeting nothing. All right, so I got some other stuff as we got all that news. We got the trade deal. Bernie Sanders justifying flying private for his fighting oligarchy tour. By the way, that sounds like a really bad Green Day tour name. Fighting the oligarchy with our fake British accents. Woohoo! Audio soundbite 13. this, I need you to bask in the irony that is this Tim Walz statement. Bask in it. Commence basking.
Because he, you know, he told you he would end the war in Ukraine, he would bring prices down, eggs, and now telling people, when did government get to tell you how many dolls your child has? I mean, this was my whole point
about
this.
Oh my gosh, I didn't, okay, government full stop. Just I have so many thoughts trying to explode out of my head at the same time. Oh my gosh. You locked down your state forever, and you literally told people when they couldn't go to work, and when they could go to work, and when they couldn't go to church, and when they could go to church, and you were trying to tell them what their children were going to be learning about against their wishes, regardless of whether it was age appropriate or not in schools. So you don't get to bitch about Barbie dolls now, Tim Tampon Walz. You don't. You don't get to complain about it. The sheer irony of this guy. Suddenly now they don't like the government telling you. I didn't like that soundbite from Trump. I didn't think it helped anything. And I think that's not the right messaging to have. But this guy, Tim Walz, Tampon Tim, going out there, well, I mean, the government shouldn't be able to tell you. Dude, you are literally part of like the inventing party of the government telling people what to do. You were literally telling people what their boys are going to have in the bathroom. Oh, they're going to put tampons in the boys' bathrooms. We're going to tell parents what when we think it's age appropriate for their kid to learn about two dudes getting it on. We're going to be the arbiters of that. We're going to let you know when you can go back to work. In the meantime, you got to stay shut up inside your house. And he wants to complain about this guy. Why is he still out there talking anyway? He's out there talking more than Kamala. How bad is it that this party is so leaderless that Tim Walz is considered like a soothsayer on this side? Oh my gosh, what a deficit of brain cells. Oh my gosh.
He's going to code talk to us white guys.
Yeah, is he code talking to us right now? I don't know. What does that entail? Is that going to make men want to barbecue and go to Home Depot? Like, what does that mean? Like code talking to the white guys. Is that like a special type of mansplaining, right?
Yeah, it is.
By the way, ladies, if you don't know what mansplaining is, it's men explaining things to you. Kidding.
You just mansplained.
What? This guy. The irony of this. The sheer irony. It's too much. It's too much. It's too much. We got some other audio here for you as well. We also have Florida Man on the way. But coming up, Marjorie Taylor Greene versus Jasmine Crockett. Two enter the ring, one leaves. We have this. We have Perry Farrell. Oh, I'm sorry, Rosa DeLauro going after Cash Patel. Oh, man. I've got some really good audio for you, and we've got some red state rhinoism that you're going to want as well. So you don't want to miss a single bit of this crazy, insane show. With All Family Pharmacy, convenience is everything, and they make it so simple. It's fast shipping, no hassle, no gatekeepers. You can order from the comfort of home and let All Family Pharmacy deliver right to your door. So take control with up to a 1-year supply of essential medicines like blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes treatments. No insurance, not an issue. All Family Pharmacy has you covered. No more monthly refills, no more lines, no more surprise pharmacy trips, and everything is made right here in the U.S. of A. So you can rest easy knowing that your medications meet high standards for quality and safety. Nothing's outsourced, just reliable American-made medicines. And they provide ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and so much more. The very medications, you know, that the system tried to keep from you. And you can even get your everyday maintenance meds too. They make it simple. Fast shipping, no hassles, no gatekeepers. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana now and use code DANA10 for 10% off. Be prepared. Stay in control, because they're not looking out for you. Allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code DANA10.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Don't do this. Yellowstone National Park, a Florida man was injured when he was gored by a bison, said the National Park Service. A bison, this is the first reported incident of a person injured by a bison in Yellowstone this year. And it only, park ain't even been open for 2 weeks. And immediately somebody's out there getting gored. They said, guess why? Do you think it was because he was minding a respectful distance from the bison? No.
No,
he wanted to get up and close and personal with it. So he got minor injuries, was treated by emergency medical personnel. You're told to keep, in fact, Yellowstone requires that you keep 25 yards away from the manimals up there and 100 yards away from bears and wolves. 25 from all large animals, 100 yards from bears and wolves. And bison have injured more people in Yellowstone than any other animal. They're not aggressive, but when people get up in their faces, yeah, nobody likes that. Not even me. I'd gore you too if I had horns. And then in May 2024, a dude kicked a bison in the leg, and guess what? It kicked him back and injured him. And then he got arrested and jailed because he kicked a bison. Yeah, just don't be a moron and don't like try to go up and get a selfie with it and everything's cool, right? It's so simple. I mean, this is not hard. If a kid tells you that there's somebody in their closet, maybe just don't disregard it. Like if you're this kid. A Florida man was arrested because he was hiding in a kid's bedroom closet. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. This Florida man, he ran away from law enforcement, fled into a home and hid in a kid's bedroom closet. Liberty County Sheriff Robert Arnold deputies got a call on Tuesday about a suspicious person. The guy identified as Bobby McKenzie. He took off on a four-wheeler and ditched it and ran into a house. And they found him hiding in a child's bedroom closet. And the individuals who called it in, they said thank you to them. The guy had a warrant out for aggravated assault. He also had, oh gosh, he hid a bag containing a bunch of meth and all kinds of drug paraphernalia under the kid's bed. Man, oh man, I'm telling you. A Florida man got pulled over and then led police on a foot chase. After they caught him, they laughed and said, you thought you were Usain Bolt. Yeah, well, that's funny. It is. He led cops on a foot chase through Daytona Beach. Xavier McCall, you don't need to have an apostrophe after the X. Okay, there's literally no need because the name is, okay, I can't even do this story. The name is X-A-V-I-E-R. The apostrophe is there to symbolize the absence of a vowel and yet connect the word. But it's X-A, Xavier, and that's how it's spelled. You don't need an apostrophe to make your cheap, broke ass look fancy. Stop it. That's so stupid. Who named you? Your mother ought to be arrested because she's dumb. They could not provide. Who does the name like this? That's like having your name Amber and an apostrophe after the A and between the A and M. Shut up. They could not provide Daytona Xavier McCall with a apostrophe. Could not provide Daytona Beach officers with his license. He said he was in his grandma's vehicle. They asked him to get off. He took off. And they were able to catch him, cornered him, and take him into custody. And he's in the pokey now. They go, you're not supposed to be breathing like that from a short little run, dude. So clearly his cardio was bad. I love the body cam footage when they're chasing him too. Juan's starting to hear there. This guy was not getting far. And the cops were like, dude, you're younger than us. You should be faster than this. And one of them said that the dude smoked too much. And that's why he didn't have good blood circulation or cardio.
He also thought his grandma's car.
All the way. Can I just keep this footage going? Doesn't it look like the cop running? His arms are just crazy. He's like one of those blow up dolls outside of a car dealership. Like his arms just look mad when he's running. Let's see here. Oh, by the way, our bison story came from Florida man Keith. Or no, listener Keith. Our Florida man bison story came from listener Keith. So thank you from that. Let's see. Drunk Florida man crashes his Tesla. This is a villages story. It's a villages story.
A villages.
A villager. Minecraft. Crashed his Tesla in a roundabout. Of course he did. And then when police came, he made up a fictional girlfriend and said, no, Stacy, my girlfriend, Stacy. He literally made up a whole woman and fabricated a name and told police that Stacy crashed his Tesla and ran away.
Damn it, Stacy.
I know. And so the man, after he crashed the roundabout, he fled into the village of Hawkins. And they found 63-year-old Jeffrey Treadwell. It matched descriptions. He began blaming his girlfriend. He said, Stacy did it. Stacy ran away after she crashed into the roundabout. And he goes, it's a girl I met in Brownwood. Stacy's her name. And he was drinking. I mean, clearly. And they concluded that Stacy was completely made up. So they booked him in Sumter County Detention Center. And he was released on $1,100 bond. Yeah, that's not. Can you imagine? Yeah, it was Stacy that did it. Yeah, I'm going to start using that excuse. I didn't do it. Stacy did it. Stacy also crashed that car in that roundabout down there in Florida. Did you hear about that? Did you hear about what Stacy did? That
Stacy's
floozy.
No good, but Stacy's mom's got it going on.
Yeah, man, she's a floozy. They're all floozy. Stacy Sr. and Stacy Jr., floozies. We have more on the way. Stick with us. Third hour coming up next. And Home Title Lock, look, your house is your biggest asset. And in today's world, unfortunately, with AI and all of the how digital everything makes it easy, scammers can steal your home's title. And your equity is the target. They'll forge your signature on a document. They'll use a fake notary stamp. They'll pay a fee with your county. And before you know it, your home title has been transferred out of your name. It only takes one forged signature. You're not even going to know that it happened. There's not going to be any warning or notification. In fact, the only time you will be made aware is when you start getting foreclosure notices, collection calls. Sometimes people even have their properties sold outright from underneath them. And in order to stop it, or to save yourself, or to try to claim your property back, you have to hire a lawyer, and it gets super, super expensive real fast. You need to be proactive and make sure that you have home title lock. Particularly, you need to get the $1 million triple lock protection. And that means that they're going to have 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud should happen, they're going to spend up to $1 million to fix it. Now is the time to lock down your title. Protect your most valuable asset before someone else claims it. Use promo code Dana at HometitleLock.com and make sure your title first. Make sure it's still in your name. And then you'll get a free title history report and then a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. They'll monitor it. And they'll send any kind of urgent alert if they detect anything. And again, spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HometitleLock.com and use promo code Dana.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. I am Corporal Carly McCann, Provincial Public Information Officer for the Nova Scotia RCMP. Thank you all for being here today. Bonjour, je suis la Caporale Carly McCann, agent d'information publique pour la GRC en Nouvelle-Écosse. Merci de votre présence aujourd'hui. First, I acknowledge that we are in Mi'kma'ki, the traditional and unceded ancestral territory of the Mi'kmaq people. I also recognize that African Nova Scotians are a distinct people whose histories, legacies, and contributions have enriched that part of Mi'kma'ki known as Nova Scotia for over 400 years.
This is the equivalent of throwing the Virgin in the volcano to appease the fire gods. That's exactly what that is. So that's the police. They were holding a press conference on missing kids.
What?
Yeah.
That's not what I heard.
Yeah. They were holding a press conference on two missing kids, and they started off with a land acknowledgement. Shut up. I don't care what stupid land you're on. That's so dumb. You're talking about missing kids. First, we can't get started until we acknowledge that we're on the missing lands of the Lilliputian people. And we have to thank the Lilliputians for allowing us to have this press conference here before we start talking about the missing kids, which are actually not as important as acknowledging the Lilliputians. That's how dumb this sounds. You're talking about missing kids, like little kids, a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. They've been missing in rural Canada for 4 days. And they had rescuers combing the woods looking for them. And it is the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. That's the RCMP that she mentioned. And they had helicopters, everything. But they could not start until they did a land acknowledgement. These are not serious people. I have literally never heard that since. This is such, it's performative theater. It is performative theater. You have, time is critical. Two kids are missing. Families have their hearts broken. And this stooge, broad, gets up there. Oh, we're going to do a lot. What? This doesn't even make any sense. Is it like, she sounds like a hostage video. I'm just shocked. I don't know, man. Can you imagine if you're the family and you've got, you know, your kids are missing and you have the police lady get up there and go, oh, well, we recognize that we are on the land of the Lilliputians, and you know, that's crazy. They didn't start off talking about the kids. They started talking about that it's performative as all get out. It's so incredibly performative. I don't know how long that lady's been on the force or not, but good heavens. It shocked me. I don't understand the land acknowledgments. Nobody cares about land acknowledgement. Everybody stole land from everybody, and you didn't steal it. It was conquered. You went in and you either moved and acclimated or you got conquered. People have been conquered all throughout history. Whenever anybody talks about Mount Rushmore, well, guess what? The Lakota took it from someone. Who did you steal it from? Lakota stole it. Who did they steal? They took it from Chippewa. Where did they take it before that? I mean, it's so stupid. Just quit. What is it? What does any of that have to do with missing kids? Sorry, we have to pay the indulgence of mentioning these people before we can start talking about the bigger story of literal missing children. And you wonder why Canada is circling the crapper. That's why. Good heavens. Welcome back. Dana Lash with you, top of this third hour. You can listen terrestrially across the country, Channel 347, DirecTV, the chats at Rumble. The Maryland man, I like saying it because Kane rolls his eyes. That innocent Maryland father. You know the van that he was driving those people in when we played that video? I think it was like earlier this week, right? The video footage of him in the vehicle, and he had eight people in the car, and it was registered to a known human trafficker. Yeah, so the guy who owns the vehicle told the DOJ that he actually paid Kilmar Brigo Garcia to transport illegal aliens from Texas all across the country. So he was a human trafficker. If it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's probably a criminal illegal alien who's an MS-13 gang member. Gang banging duck, just saying. So yeah, of course he was. We all knew that. We didn't need an official word from the DOJ. Hey, this guy who's here in the country illegally is driving a vehicle owned by a human trafficker. Wow, gee, I wonder what he's doing. And he's got eight people in the car and they don't have any luggage. Wow. I wonder what's up with that. He's just driving them to Whataburger. Man, they're just going to go to Whataburger. That's all. Juan Shoney. So this footage, the car that this dude's in, that's Abrego Garcia at the wheel. The car that he is in is literally owned by a known, well-known human trafficker. And the well-known human trafficker verbatim told the Department of Justice, and this was released by Pam Bondi, that he paid Kilmar Abrego Garcia to transport illegal aliens all around the country. This is what Democrats, this is the guy that Democrats fell all over themselves on to go and have margaritas with. And this is the same guy who beat his wife like millions of times, had protective orders. Tennessee Star broke the story. There's more. The DOJ, they're investigating Abrego Garcia, obviously. They offered limited immunity to the guy who owns the vehicle. So he'd tattle on him. The guy, his name is Jose Ramon Hernandez Reyes, and DHS confirmed that he is the owner of that 2001 Chevy Silverado that Abrego Garcia was driving in the video that you see. It's 2022. And he was offered limited immunity. Hernandez Reyes was previously arrested in 2019. He was already convicted of human trafficking a couple of times. He was sentenced to 18 months behind bars, deported, told not to come back for 3 years. Hernandez Reyes came back anyway, illegally reentered, got this vehicle, and has been helping to traffic humans all across the United States. Obviously, violated the terms of his sentence. And that in Abrego Garcia, he hired him and paid him to help him traffic people around the country. And the El Salvadoran Abrego Garcia. Boy, Maryland dad, right? All of this stuff just keeps dripping out. Drip, drip, drip. Keeps dripping out. And if you remember, so he was stopped by Tennessee Highway Patrol in 2022. That's that video. He didn't have a driver's license. Eight people, himself included, or nine, himself included. And this was the Biden-era FBI. They were told, the agency, they had to release him. But the FBI told DHS that they had to release him. And there were troopers, as you heard in the video, we've played it before, that knew that he was trafficking. They're like, this guy's a trafficker. That's what's happening here. You know, this is what's happening. He's a trafficker. And he had cash on him, almost $2,000 in cash. And Hernandez Reyes has been convicted, like I said, for trafficking before, from Texas to all over the United States, various parts of the country. This is the Maryland dad that they want to protect. I just absolutely no shame. And I keep seeing the due process. It's due process, due process, due process. He had his due process. It's time for us to have ours. Just wild. Now, a couple of other things. Can we get some of this Biden audio? Biden was on The View today. Where's his mush mouth? Which one? Because I've got two cuts here. Which is the mushiest? Let's do audio soundbite 27. Listen to this. He's talking about why Harris lost.
Why do you think the vice president lost, and were you surprised?
Oh. I wasn't surprised, not because I didn't think the vice president was the most qualified person to be president. And she is. She's qualified to be president of the United States of America.
Right.
But I was surprised. I wasn't surprised because they went the route of the sexist route, the whole route. I mean, this is a woman. She's this. She's that. I've never seen quite as successful and a consistent campaign undercutting the notion that a woman couldn't lead the country and a woman of mixed race.
What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing.
That is some of the stupidest stuff I've ever heard. It had nothing to do with that. It was her qualification. I mean, I'm not going to relitigate it. I would literally rather beat my head against a rock on a riverbank repeatedly until it's nothing but mash before I have to talk about Kamala Harris again. She's just horrible. Qualifications, it's not there. It's an embarrassment. Stop trying to make her a thing. This guy can barely talk. You have to listen close to even hear what he says. Audio somebody 26. He says he could have beaten Trump again. No, he couldn't have. Listen to this.
Knowing what you know now, do you think you would have beat him?
Yeah, he's still got 7 million fewer votes.
Yes.
Okay. A lot of people didn't show up. Mm-hmm. Number one. Number two, they're very close in those toss-up states.
They're not that, actually. I mean, you lost the blue wall. You lost Michigan.
They lost all of them.
Yeah, they lost every bit of the blue wall. And Michigan was a huge loss for them. These people, like, what in the world? There's just doesn't make any sense. But I don't know. I don't understand the appeal of having him on The View. Does that bring eyeballs? Are people seriously interested? Really? Seems kind of lame. We also, hang on. I want to get more of this because we've had breaking news all throughout the beginning of this show. This, you guys want to hear Marjorie Taylor Greene versus Jasmine Crockett? I do. Audio Sound by 15. Fight, fight, fight.
Point of order. Out of curiosity, is the chairwoman allowed to editorialize before every speaker on the Democratic side speaks, or is that part of her time, which we know that she went over?
It's not a point of order. You're taking Ms. Stansberry's time. I know you're trying to be chair of oversight, but Ms. Stansberry is the ranking member.
Chair would be better on this side. I agree with that.
It's Ms. Stansberry's time.
Let's let him fight it out and see who wins. But it is true. She was trying to talk over and hog the clock, which you can't do. That's why they have that mediation like that. Gold Co. is making it easy to take that first step toward protecting your savings. Just fill out a quick form, no commitment, just free information. And then they'll ship you your free 2025 gold and silver kit straight to your door. No shipping fees, no strings. Just a free info kit to help you understand how gold and silver can fit into your financial plan. I'm a big believer in doing your research, and this kit is a great place to start. So I'm really excited to be partnering with Gold Co. because not only do they support my show, which I truly appreciate, but they've made the whole process of buying precious metals super straightforward. Because if you're a fan of the show, Gold Co. is also going to tell you how to qualify for unlimited free bonus silver on eligible orders. If you qualify, you can even get a free half-ounce silver Ronald Reagan coin, totally free. Don't wait. Take that first step towards protecting and diversifying your savings with Gold Co. Visit DanaLikesGold.com to learn more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
A St. Louis man was arrested after sitting naked in the St. Louis Terminal Airport. Did they ever remove the plywood from the windows from that tornado some years ago?
Eventually.
I asked them that 3 years after the tornado hit, and Lambert, the official X account, went at me. They hire the best. The St. Louis County Circuit Judge signed an arrest warrant for a guy who sat naked inside of the airport terminal. Probable cause statement. It happened April 25th, Terminal 1. The guy's named Darius Walker. He attempted to cover himself when he was when somebody approached. He was sitting in the terminal chair, belt unbuckled. So it sounds like he had clothes. If his belt was unbuckled, maybe the people at Fox 2 Now, maybe they could write a decent story that clarifies this before they finalize a headline. That would be super helpful for people trying to share the news. Meanwhile, let's see if the New York Post did one better. A 7-year-old boy drove his little sister 9 miles in his mom's SUV to get a McDonald's Happy Meal. That's a good big brother. Wait, no, it's not. Stop. You're 7 years old. You can't be driving a car. He drove his sister 9 miles, his little baby sister. And the mom was shocked. She goes, he's probably grounded for the rest of his life. They were in Utah. And it was 8 a.m. And police were called. They were alerted to a reckless driver. And the SUV did not come to a stop until they hit a parking strip. And they found a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old inside unscathed. And they made it 9 miles from their home, cash in hand, to buy Happy Meals. That's going to be a story they're going to tell for the rest of their lives. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. But can I just ask, how in the hell you, mom, did not know that your kids had taken the car and driven 9 miles away when they're 7 and 5 years old? Oh, I can't be judgmental. Yes, because I've had two kids like that separated, that age distance. I think I would know if my kids took my car and drove to McDonald's. So I don't know, like, what was happening in that house? I mean, watch your kids. Let's see. This AI of dead Arizona road rage victim addresses killer in court. They use this in court? A clip of a guy who was killed in 2021 said, I believe in forgiveness, after his sister fed an AI model videos of him. And they used it in court. I don't like that at all. And that should not, I don't think that should be allowed. That is creepy. And that is really creepy. I know. And how... No. I don't know. We got a couple headlines in here repeatedly. Let's see. Going back up. A tourist was bitten by a crocodile while taking a selfie at a zoo because he thought the animal was fake. Well, in his defense, they do say very still. They do. He was 29 years old, but his problem was that he literally climbed into the enclosure. And he was promptly bitten by a female crocodile. He thought it was fake, and so he climbed into the enclosure to get a photo with it. But again, it was fake. The zookeeper had to go in and hit the crocodile on the head to get her to open her mouth, and he got more than 50 stitches for his injuries. And I hope that they billed him for any injuries to the crocodile since he climbed into the enclosure. Goodness. We're at the bottom of this third hour. Stick with us.
Not able to catch all 3 hours of The Dana Show? Subscribe to the full podcast and get news and laughs delivered in short, easy-to-digest episodes. Ideal for your busy lifestyle on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
So if they were investigating January 6th, you believe they were violating an ethic obligation?
Nope. I think the common theme here is you putting words in my mouth, and I'm not going to tolerate it, nor will the men and women of the FBI.
Well, you did place on leave an analyst responsible for investigating Russia's meddling in the 2016 election. Is that politicization? Is that retribution?
No, not if she broke the law or the ethical guidelines. I don't know which case you're talking about, but that's the standard. And we will hold ourselves inwardly accountable. And we will not be strayed from our mission because people think we are politicizing the Bureau. If you want to talk about someone who was attacked by a weaponized Bureau, you're looking at him. And now he's the director of the FBI and he's cleaning it up.
Well, I would just say to everyone who's listening that the FBI needs to be focused on its mission to keep the entire country safe. It should not be weaponized for partisan.
I literally would rather have surgery without anesthesia than have to listen to these clowns talk, these Democrats sitting there, Patty Murray. It's the formality of politeness that keeps us, I guess, from descending into chaos. I suppose that's true. But... you know, I mean, it's just asinine. Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash with you. Can we play Perry Farrell? Kane loves this band.
You mean Cut 16?
Yes. Can we play Cut 16?
This band. She's been
the cut. Administration's retaliation against those who helped bring violent January 6th insurrections to justice and the ensuing dismissal of the head of the FBI's New York field office under your watch puts that pledge in doubt. Quite frankly, the Bureau's leadership appears at best somewhere between acquiescent to the president's retributive urges and in absentia. By instilling a culture of fear and retaliation, you're undermining the Bureau's employees and undermining the Bureau's ability to stave off terrorist attacks and keep violent criminals off of our streets.
What about your inability for your hair? I'm curious, though, how bright that purple is. I mean, that's some serious devotion to Manic Panic, man. How does it stay that bright?
Look more blue.
I think it's purple.
Juan, can you put it up again? You think it was purple?
That's clearly eggplant.
Is it?
That's not blue, dude. That's purple.
It does have purple. I don't know. It looks more blue than purple to me. Am I colorblind?
Man. And like, why just like that?
I could be colorblind.
I'm curious. It, you know, I get a very George Burns vibe.
Where?
Right?
You're right. Look at that hunched Dana, over the glasses.
I had someone that got mad at me, and they said, Dana's just mean. She remarks on people's appearance. You're damn right I do. Yes, especially when they're communist, I absolutely do. And if that upsets you, then please go and watch like Bob Ross paint a happy little tree on a happy little mountaintop, because you do not have the cojones to listen to this program. We make fun of commies on the show. Absolutely. You know what? It's part of an American pastime. You know, we called them lobster backs back in the day. These are the same people who'd be like, you're being so mean to the British, calling them lobster backs. That's so mean. Shh. Be quiet. So the other thing that's happening is this back and forth fighting within the Democrat Party. First off, can I just address the DeLauro thing? I just realized I blew past her here. It's kind of easy to do. But the culture of fear and intimidation that was created, who created that? Democrats. It's been doing it since Tea Party days. My gosh. Where do some of these people come from that are trying to retcon history? We lived it. I'm just, gosh, today has been an overwhelming amount of stupid. It has been with some of these cuts. Oh, culture of fear and retaliation. You're undermining their ability to stave off terror attacks. Like the Boston bombers, known terror attacks. The Orlando nightclub bomber, known terrorist. What about the one who targeted the gay clubs out on the West Coast? Known terrorist. What about the guy who tried to shot up Sutherland Springs? Known terrorist. I mean, I could sit here and go on and on and on. These people were known. What was that about effectiveness? Was it that much more effective when you guys were running the show? For real? Jeez. Gotta be kidding me. Audio soundbite 18. James Carville weighs in on Ilhan Omar. Now, he doesn't dislike her for her ideology, so don't think that he's a saint for this. But he just doesn't like it because she's making problems. He just wants to win. You have to realize Carville was an operative, and his job was to win elections. And that's how he sees everything. He sees everything by math. And if you are doing something to upset the percentages that lead to victory, then he's immediately against you. And this is why he doesn't like her. Listen to this.
Ilhan Omar says that white men are responsible for most of the deaths in the United States. So let me get this straight. 69% of the people, I'm stuck on that number, I don't know, but 69% people are going to vote are white. Of that, 48.5% are males. So, I don't know, my rough math is 33%. Let's go out and piss off 33% of the people that vote, and that's a smart strategy. And the people that agree with her, there are people that actually agree with her. And I think these, honestly, I think these people are more trouble than they're worth.
But you're kind of just, hold on,
Well, he's won more elections, and he never married his sibling, so... You know, immediately, I think that, you know, he's got a little bit more. He's got that going for him. He's got that. But it's true. When you, they do fine in their respective districts, but that's the only place it plays well. It's like AOC. I don't know why people are acting like she's going to run for president. She doesn't have a shot in hell at ever becoming president. She represents a tiny little district in Manhattan. A tiny little district. She does not play outside that district. She had even a kind of a difficult time in that district, if I'm being honest. And, how many times did they try to primary her? And it felt like every single time it got smaller and smaller, her percentage of victory. Like, I think it decreased by almost, like, it was like almost 4% decrease the last time that she ran. Actually, I think it was over, I'm not going to look it up, but I think it was like just over 4%. Decrease from her previous win. So people are challenging her, and they got mad at her because she ran off that Amazon hub. That was the other thing. But they're challenging her. But it doesn't, it's just when you look at their district and the size of the district and where it's located with Ilhan Omar, like they're calling like her area, they call it Little Mogadishu. That's what I've heard printed. That's like, I'm not saying that. Like, that's literally what now is like becoming the parlance of our time, because they're talking about how it's just being, I don't know. I've never been to that district, so I don't know firsthand. When you say stuff, when you're talking about Hamas and you're doing all this stuff and you have a kind of a firebrand kind of a message, that might play well in your district, but it doesn't play well elsewhere. Like Marjorie Taylor Greene, let's look on the right. Her district in Georgia, super, super conservative district. Would she play well in like Missouri? Missouri's pretty red, but I think it would be different. It just depends on the district, right? But, and Marjorie Taylor Greene's not even a great example, because you might think that she's over the top on things, but for her voting record, she's been pretty, I think, fiscally conservative. And I mean, her voting record does not indicate the hyperbole that her political, her public, you know, statements, etc., give. But whereas AOC, very tiny district, that only plays well right there. Ilhan Omar's district, she only plays well right there. They are liabilities outside of that. And the chasm, Bernie Sanders is, I guess, I don't know, he wants to be able to control an air, I guess. I don't even know if he has that much foresight, to be honest with you. I don't think that he's a particularly smart man. I think that he is, in terms of strategy, maybe a little bit more common sense than some of the other members of his extreme left faction. But he's, you know, he's still a socialist. He's still never worked in the private sector. I think people can get along with him a little easier because he's an old man and he comes from that generation where people could just talk and hang out. But yeah, he's like a far left commie. And that's, so there is that chasm there. And they keep saying the Democrat establishment, the Democrat establishment. There is no non-establishment in the Democrat Party. That's what I don't get. Why are they trying to act like they have a grassroots movement? They have never, the antithesis of their coalition. They don't even have a coalition. That's the antithesis of their party. Democrats do not have a coalition. That is a common misconception. They ran everybody out. They ran everybody out. The pro-life Democrats, the traditional marriage Democrats, the anti-trans Democrats, they ran all of those people out. And if you have to be lockstep with them on every single issue. Not even the RNC does that. So the coalition is on the right. So there's this chasm there. And they think that people like Carville are the establishment. The whole damn party's the establishment. All their money comes from establishment sources. They all have the same establishment entities. They have the same establishment operatives, the same establishment publicists. I mean, I can go on and on and on and down the line. They use the same PR firms in D.C. What is it? The Knickerbocker firm that Anita Dunn works at. That was Obama's PR firm and Biden's PR firm. And the Clintons have used it. I mean, they use all the same stuff. All these people use the same stuff. There is no grassroots. They're all establishment over there. So they're trying to, it's really a difference between types of isms, and they're warring it out and pretending that one is more grassroots than the other. And that's just not the case. They're all part of the establishment. And so what Carville's saying, back to my point, is that, you know, he looks at this in terms of strategy and numbers and how do you move these pieces on the board? Because all he does is he's supposed to win for the people who hire him. And he looks at these people as obstacles, and he's not wrong, because whenever that's why nobody wanted them on the campaign trail with them. Do you see Ilhan Omar out there fundraising for anybody? No. Do you see AOC? No. She goes on this oligarchy tour with Bernie Sanders in their private jet, and that's about it. They're trying to engage in populism, which is a tactic and not a set of beliefs. Nobody, if you're a populist, you use that as a tactic, but that is not a set of beliefs. But she doesn't go out and, she's not a boon to anyone. She's not an asset to anyone. I don't know. I still have a suspicion I think that some of this is on purpose. I think some of the chaos is on purpose. Actually, I think all of it is, if I'm being honest. I think all of the chaos on the Democrat side is on purpose. Why? Because here's why. They have to have a clean slate. They have to wipe the slate clean. After the Biden and Clinton and Harris stuff, they have resentment left over from Clinton, residual resentment. They have the resentment from Biden. That's not going to be residual like Hillary is, though, because Bill was out there still raising money, so it was residual based on that. But they got to get over the fracturing with their base that they had with Biden and Harris. They have to have a clean slate. So make it look like they're in total chaos, and then make it look like they are all organically coming together behind one candidate in 2028. That's what they're gearing up to. I don't believe a single damn thing of this. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if some of these Democrat fights weren't planned. I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't like scripted behind the scenes. I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. The Carville thing, I think, might be organic, but everything else, I don't believe it is. I think all the little petty fighting and the back and forth on the CNN and MSNBC you see with the their different operatives, I think that they're all put up to it. And they're all setting this because they like the theater and they like the presentation of it. And they're all setting up this thing to make it look like, oh, well, is this the person who could be it? This is the, and it's going to be Gavin Newsom. And he's already been running to the center. And then he's going to try to triangulate and say, I'm not turning my back on the extreme portions of our party. And I'm not turning my back on the moderates. And we're going to bring it together and we're going to have a coalition. I'm telling you, mark my words, that's what they're planning. And Republicans are not going to be ready for it. Where is the RNC lately?
I don't know.
Have they been out there like doubling down on these gains and registering voters and the blue wall and all that?
If so, I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either. And I got friends that live in those states that are on the ground and they do a lot of grassroots work. The RNC is nowhere to be found. You know, there are other elections after this last one. We got to prepare for that.
On the go and need a quick news fix with a fun twist? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth Podcast for bite-sized informative episodes perfect for your busy schedule on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
I am dying right now because some of the Photoshops that are coming out about the little chimney stack on top of the Sistine Chapel, they took away the pigeons or the seagulls and they put American Eagles on it. And then the smoke that's coming out is red, white, and blue. And I'm dying right now. It's hysterical. That's what I would expect. Now, I don't know. POTUS has responded to the new Pope, and already everybody's been, he's kind of a pro-gun control Pope. You knew that. That's been discussed. I don't know about his other stuff. He's been kind of, I don't know, people say middle of the road, but apparently there's some gun control stuff. Most of the stuff he just retweets the Vatican. But there have been a couple of things. I think he's more conservative than Francis was, but I don't think that popes need to be weighing in on gun control. I don't want to hear from a pope on gun control. I don't care how religious you are. I don't want to hear from no pope, or I don't want to hear from no pastor. I don't want to hear from no preacher on gun control. It's like me coming in here and telling you what your catechism is. Don't come and tell me what my business is and stats and law, etc., etc. Not happening. So I get bar fighty with that. So we'll see. You know, I mean, you're cool, I'm cool, right? That's how I look at it. You leave me alone, I leave you alone. That's how we do, Kane.
We don't want you getting bar fighty.
I don't know if that's a term or not, but
it is now.
Well, now it is. You know,
you've embodied it for a while, though.
What?
You've embodied it for a while, though.
Since birth, yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Come by it honest. That's the Irish part.
Pretty much.
Come by it honest. You know, just saying. So. But anyway, the POTUS has remarked on it. He was asked about whether or not he was meeting with him. He said that it was in the works. So I'm sure that'll happen. I don't know if that means he goes to the Vatican or the Pope comes here. I don't know. So he's already remarked upon it. And in the meantime, we're going to keep an eye on, you know, you got the House that's going into recess, and then they're going to go back next week, and there's going to be the big fight over that big, beautiful bill, and we're going to have all the latest on that. All right. Show was crazy today with all the breaking news. Today's stupidity came.
All right. Oof. It's the VP we never got. Thank God. Tim Walz, cut 12. Juan, listen to what he says here.
He has no concept. This goes back to that idea. So many Americans thought, you know, we need to hire a businessman to run government like business. Two things about that are wrong. No, we don't need to run government like a business because we're not in the profit making. We're in the proving lives and looking towards the future.
Okay, listen. when he says we're not in the profit-making business, that means we're supposed to be running deficits as a country? Stop it. Stop it.
Yeah, he needs to not. He needs to not. Folks, I hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day. I will not be behind the mic tomorrow, but I will be behind the mic back with you again on Monday. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. God bless. Have a great weekend. Back with you on Monday.